Next up on KOOP, your community radio station, is Shades of Green Energy, your only weekly program with personal profiles, information, and entertainment on energy and the environment.
Welcome to Shades of Green Energy.
We're going to talk to our guests in a minute, and today we are talking about cars to go, not pizza to go, not food to go, but cars to go. And I'm really excited to talk to our guests, and our guests are Paul and Nicholas, and we'll get to them in a minute. But one of the interesting items at this presentation was, and I'll be asking you guys about it, is a company called, well, it's called Green Vehicles, and it was a three-wheeler electric vehicle that works on lithium-ion battery. They say it's 100-mile range, can go 80 miles an hour.
Oh.
And is neat. What I liked about it, or sounded kind of cool about it, is that it's you can certify it and insure it as a with a motorcycle insurance and license. So that's something we'll ask these guys when they go to electric. But why don't we bring our guests in? And Deborah, you can introduce our guests. And
okay, today we have in studio Nicholas Cole. He is CEO of Cars to Go. And Paul DeLong, he is a marketing and sales manager. Nicholas, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us. Good afternoon.
Yeah. And Paul,
thank you.
Glad
thank
you could make it
yeah,
here.
Thanks for having us.
Great, great.
So I think it's a great name. And what I thought would be interesting to start out with both of you, whoever wants to take the lead, maybe we'll start with Nicholas. How you started in this, or what was your? How did you get into Cars to Go? Or should we start? Who wants to start that one?
Well, I'll start. I've been with Daimler for over 10 years, and I was actually with the truck division for the majority of that 10 years. And
well, there's a change for you.
Absolutely, from one extreme to the other. Obviously, I received a call from our colleagues in Germany, and they had just started an internal program of car sharing with Daimler employees, and they were interested in possibly bringing it to the United States. And a few of them had had the opportunity to visit Austin. And they had called me and said, you know, what would you think about bringing this company to the U.S., and what do you think about Austin? Both were a win-win, I thought, you know, to be able to move to Austin and, of course, to start a new business, especially with a green business like car sharing.
Mm-hmm. Outstanding. Yeah, it's we won, huh?
Yeah. and for me, I also come from the truck side as well, and moved down here
last year as well, and came from Detroit. So I couldn't be happier being
car
here
city,
in Austin.
Huh?
Yeah, Car City, USA. That's right. So.
From Car City to Music City.
That's right. That's right. Or to Food City. But whatever way you take it. But yeah, I'm just thrilled to be part of this program and to be part of what we think is a revolutionary movement when it comes to urban mobility. So.
Yeah.
Well, that's very cool.
What a journey for both of you guys.
I think urban mobility is a huge topic for Austin. I think it's a very important topic, and it's going to be one that really impacts our future. So I think it's really important to hear. For instance, one of the things I wanted to ask you about is, now that you've passed your one-year anniversary, November 17th, what do you consider some of those milestones that you've had during your first year here?
You know, there are a number of them. Number one, we couldn't be more pleased with the program in Austin. And Austin was obviously the right place to launch this pilot program. I don't know if you're familiar with how it started, but we did start with the city initially. City employees had access to the vehicles.
Right. It started out as a city employee program, right?
Absolutely. And then in May, we opened it up to the general public.
I can remember being very green myself over the fact that the employees got to use it, and I wanted to hop into one of those cars. I'm like, why is it only for employees?
That was one of the original complaints we did field. It wasn't about the fact that we had the program. It was access. But
so you are green.
Exactly. When you talk about the milestones of the program, one of the greatest things is we have over 15,000 members currently in the city of Austin, which makes it one of the fastest growing programs you know, throughout the United States in the car sharing arena. So we're very pleased with that. Over 100,000 rentals since we started, and we've logged over 300,000 miles in the program. So it's been some great milestones over the past year.
Just around Austin?
Just Austin.
Holy Toledo. Now that's pretty impressive.
That's good. So tell us, how does the program work? Cars to Go.
Sure. Well, we have a network of over 200 vehicles that are available to our members. We consider it on-demand car sharing, the next level of car sharing. Basically, our members can go to the website, register to become a member. We will send them a membership card, mm-hmm. and then they have access to the fleet of 200 vehicles 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mm. And they can book a reservation in advance or simply walk up to an existing available car on the street, swipe their membership card, the doors unlock, put your PIN number in, answer a couple questions about the condition of the vehicle, and then you're free to drive for as long as you want. You don't have to tell us when you're going to bring the car back, nor do you have to tell us where you're going to bring the car back, as long as it's within our operating area, which we refer to as the geofence.
Yeah, and I looked at your website and saw that the blued-in area is the area that constitutes where the program is. What happened? Can you drive outside
Absolutely.
Of that?
Okay, absolutely. So. You can leave the geofence. You just can't terminate the rental outside. You
can't leave it right. off there. Okay.
And it's not uncommon. People do take it out of the operating area and then bring it back at the end of the mm-hmm. day or for however long they want to keep the vehicle.
I see. So I guess I'm trying to think of it logistically. I get a car to go. I go down to 6th Street and I go into a store or something and I hope that the car is going to be out there when I come back out. It sounds like the way you've described it, somebody could walk up with a card mm-hmm. and it's gone.
Well,
that car to go is to go. Well, it's gone.
You have the option to hold the rental open. If you know you're going to be 20 minutes or 15 minutes and you want to make sure that exact car is there, or perhaps you're going into a doctor's appointment and you have another location to go to afterwards, you can keep the car open. It's your choice. One of the nice things about Austin and the network that we've put in place is, generally speaking, you can be fairly confident that within walking distance, you'll be able to find the next mm-hmm. vehicle for
is
yourself.
Is that right?
Or mm-hmm. End the rental, and then if you have a concern, go ahead and make a reservation for the next vehicle, you know, in an hour and a half when you need it.
You know, and on top of that, too, one of the other things that a lot of our members use is an iPhone app that's out there as well. So you can
cool.
actually look on your iPhone and look
really?
And see where the next available car is. And like Nick said before, I mean, the beauty of our program is having a lot of cars, you know, in a tight area. So, you know, as people look for vehicles, if they would go into a Whole Foods and they come out and that vehicle's gone, ideally there's another vehicle that they can just visually see right down the road.
Across
that
the street
just go
at
get.
Starbucks.
Exactly. Because what you're hoping for, honestly, is someone that just ended that rental, going into a grocery store or Whole Foods, for example, someone else coming out with their groceries, and bingo, there's a car right there. So it's the free-floating concept. It's the one-way rentals.
Yeah.
Okay, so what if I what if my car broke down downtown, I got a flat, and somebody's going to come pick up my car, and there I am stuck, and I have to pick up my kids. And I have not registered with Cars to Go, but yet I see Cars to Go right there.
Should have registered.
It's water in the desert. What is there a way that I can do it on my mobile phone?
Well, right now, this is a question we get quite a bit. We would love to do that, but because in the U.S. we have insurance requirements, because remember, when you rent a vehicle, not only does it include fuel and parking, but it includes your insurance. So we do have to take the proper amount of time to do the background check as far as an MVR mm-hmm. so we can get you approved to drive with insurance. But I would tell you this, if you know you're going to have an issue and you haven't registered in advance, and you know in the coming week you may need a vehicle, we can usually expedite turnaround. It's probably not immediate to your point on the street, mm-hmm. but within a day or two, we've accommodated some folks that needed vehicles.
Yep.
Because we can expedite the registration
sure.
process.
So for our listeners, I know they've probably seen them because it says car to go on the side, doesn't it?
It does.
And describe the cars, because I think that's a unique part of what the cars have, a unique look and make it easy to find out on the streets.
Mm-hmm.
So what about the cars? And tell me the mileage on those.
So it basically, the mileage, first of all, it's 33 miles per gallon in the city driving, and then 41 mpg for highway. The vehicles themselves, it's a fleet of smart 4x2s. And in turn, that's the beauty of it, right? That when you come downtown and you see a car to go, you know immediately, you know, it's a smart. So all of our cars are one model.
And they're all white?
They're all white.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Right.
They're all white with a blue right around the training cell, blue, and then with a little decal that says car to go.
I see.
4x2. What are we talking about? Yes. 4x2.
That's the name of the model.
Smart. Smart for two.
Four wheels, two people.
Two. Yeah.
Well, this is really important to me because
they get 4 feet?
4'2", yeah.
Yeah. Oh, right.
That's right.
Well, it is pretty small. And I'll ask that question later about how you can park it. But can I fit my bicycle in it?
Well, I mean,
if I fold it, I take the wheels off it. For me, the most important thing, I drive a Prius right now, but if I were to, I always take my bicycle with me because I do a lot of cycling, and I can take the wheels off and stick it in the back of the Prius. You probably can't do that in a
smart car.
Well,
to be honest with you, I mean, the vehicle itself, you know, from the outside, that's the first impression that we usually get is, oh my gosh, this car is so small. But once you get inside the vehicle, you're sitting a little bit more elevated. The seats kind of fold down. You have plenty of trunk space in there as well. So in turn, you know, once you get in there, you'll see how roomy the vehicle is. And there's plenty of room in there that you can actually fold the seat down. The trunk latch comes down, and there's plenty of room in there that you can store, groceries or anything else that you need to haul.
Oh, that's great. Well,
I was going to say, I'm back at the 4x2 thing. I think it's a
4x2. Sorry about that. Yep.
4x2, 2x4.
Yeah, no, 4x2.
It's bigger than.
All right. Well, we're here at, you're listening to Shades of Green Energy. We're getting to the middle of our half hour. I'm John Hoffner, your host, here with me, Deborah Dubay, and we're talking about Cars to Go with Nicholas Cole and Paul DeLong. And sitting in the background, of course, is Krista. But you're listening to Shades of Green Energy. We have our eco calendar coming up and a few announcements, and we'll be back with our guests. Today, we're talking with Nicholas Cole and Paul DeLong of Cars to Go. And I'm sure people have seen those little cars out there zipping around that says Car to Go on it. And we're glad to have you in here as a guest. I'm John Hoffner, your host with Deborah Dubay. Let's talk a little bit more about Cars to Go. I mentioned to you that yesterday I was at the San Jose dedication of the solar project, and I saw a really cool electric vehicle. Is there anything in your plans for switching to electric and really be totally emissions zero?
Well, you know, we obviously think that's going to be the future, and especially for car sharing. I will tell you that Smart is releasing their electric drive vehicle. I believe it's going to be on the streets this month and going into next year, and we're in the process right now of looking at how we could eventually incorporate electric drive vehicles into our car sharing model. But it's something we're very interested in, and I think it's the right thing for cities across the country.
Yeah. Well, that leads me to the next question that we had talked about a little bit offline here, is that obviously what I think is really important and is relevant to our show here is that you are reducing energy footprint of Austin, you are reducing emissions. And so are there any programs? I know with renewable energy projects, you get renewable energy credits and certificates that you can trade. It seems to me that there should be some kind of a trading program, even if it's not your company, but the users get credits somehow that they can trade for emission savings.
Yeah. I'm not aware currently of any programs that would impact our members or Car2Go. I think as you see more and more electric vehicles out there and cities start to adopt these, it'll be more regional based, but I believe that there'll be something out there for individuals.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense. And I knew a guy that was starting he called it Teletrips. It was a website that gave commuters that took the option to work at home, that they could fill out on the website how many miles they basically negated and then get renewable energy credits and certificates and build it up. At the time, there was no really value for it. It was just, you can feel good about it. But he was hoping that at some point there would be tradable credits. And it seems like that the footprint, again, you're reducing the footprint of the user and the city of Austin, so that there needs to be some credit there.
Yeah, and improving our air quality, which is huge.
Now, I do know that there are some companies, even in Austin, who reward their employees for taking alternative transportation, whether it's walking to work, walking to lunch, taking public transit, or even Car2Go. I know that was part of their point and scoreboard that they put together for different awards for their employees, which I think is the first place to start. If we get the local companies to do that, the city and the state will adopt the same type of programs.
Yeah.
So get everybody to have a stake in this.
Right.
I think that's really good.
Well, I noticed also on your website that you have areas blocked out like for campus, and you have the Capitol and I forget what the other one was, but so those are strictly for on-campus opportunities, and
right. We don't have access to on-campus parking, but Car to Go basically has access surrounding the campus because we can park a car at any city meter.
We have
access to the state capitol compound. You can drive and park on the state capitol. We have some reserved spots there, but most of the students are served by the vehicles surrounding the campus itself, and of course West Campus, where a lot of them reside.
So does that mean that yellow marking or whatever it was on the map, that means they're excluded from being in there?
We ask that our members don't leave a car on campus per se, but you can leave it surrounding the campus. There's many opportunities to park all around.
Oh, well, yeah. Parking is, I forget where I saw it, but somebody gave their impression of University of Texas, and they said the worst problem is parking. I think that's every campus in the United States.
All universities. It's
every university.
You know, I'd like to ask a question. I'm wondering if you are doing anything with any specific social medias.
Sure. Well, with 15,000 people, we have to figure out a way how to communicate and, you know, how to share their experiences together.
Yeah.
You know, to inspire other people to join this movement, you know, called Car to Go here in Austin. So one of the ways that we've been trying to do this is by using social media, such as Facebook and Twitter. We have pages out there, a Facebook page, and we have a Twitter account as well. And also, you know, there's people out there such as local companies like Gowalla.
Cool.
And, you know, companies like that, you know, as far as, you know, station-based, you know, where you check ins. And, you know, Gowalla has, you know, there's certain park spots, you know, for Car to Go where you can go and check in to that park spot. Or if you come into our retail store, you can also check in there, too. Just to share that with everyone else that, you know, you're participating in Car to Go in one way or the other.
Okay. And so what's your website? And the other question I want to ask you is... you have an app. You mentioned something about an app. When you become a member, do you automatically get the app, or how do you get a hold of the app?
So the first question is our website is car2go.com.
Okay.
No, that's S. A two.
No, yeah, and it's a numerical two. Yeah, that's a very important thing. There's another company in Denver that, you know, they get some of information out there as well, but it's a car with a numerical two go. .com. And the other thing for us is it's just important to, you know, for people to come to our website to learn more about us. And there it's a good educational piece too about Car to Go.
Last thing, what's next for Austin?
Austin's always going to be interest for Car to Go because it's our home and it'll be our headquarters going forward. We are going to introduce the next version of Car to Go with updated telematics to increase the members' experience when they log into the car. We're also going to introduce solar roofs. Absolutely. And a few other minor changes, but the big thing is we're also going to bring in approximately another 100 vehicles and expand our operating area in Austin. And we'll continue to use, since we're here, continue to use Austin as kind of the testing ground for new technologies for the brand and for our members.
Oh, that's great. That we've been talking today with our guests, Nicholas Cole and Paul DeLong from Cars to Go. And again, that's Cars with a two go. Any last real quick comments, and then we've got to move on for Food Love Austin and Susan Gale. So again, why don't you just give out the website and people can get more information on
absolutely. I love giving it away. It's www.car2go.com.
Right, and there's a lot of information on there. So you've been listening to Shades of Green. Thanks for staying with us. I'm John Hoffner, your host, and Deborah Dubay. So Deborah, what do we have next week? Come back next week at 1 o'clock again on Thursday.
Exactly. For Martin Verde Homes.
Casa Verde Homes.
Casa Verde Homes. Yes, exactly.
So Green Homes we'll be talking about next week. Okay, again, thanks for staying with us. Stay tuned for the Queen of Spoons and Susan Gale. I'm going to leave you with an appropriate song about who's going to drive you home with the Cars.